but the house doesn't always have an edge, I said, leading. Damon watched as the kid in overalls reloaded. Except with the cheaters. And the card counters, I said, hoping he understood the distinction. Many casino employees like to blur the categories together, but legally there was a difference. It had been tried and won in court numerous times. Card counters did not alter the natural outcome of the game, which was a key component of the Nevada legal definition. Nor did proficient counters employ devices to help them beat the house. Sure, Damon admitted. The card counters, too, though that's a more debatable issue. What do you mean? I asked. We were getting to the goods the roundabout way. Most people who say they can count cards are full of shit. They end up losing more than the civilians. It takes enormous discipline, dedication, and mathematical skill. You gotta be a goddamn genius to do it right. I nodded. More gunshots exploded behind me, though I fought the urge to turn around. But there are geniuses out there, and sometimes they do beat the house. Damon rocked his impressive frame back on both heels. I've met my fair share. You heard of Ken Houston? He was the god of them all. Had a team back in the 70s. Then the casinos finally wised up, kicked him out whenever they saw him. He tried suing, saying his constitutional rights were being violated. Didn't fly in Vegas. Card counting didn't end with Houston, I said. Not by a long shot. Its heyday was in the late 80s, early 90s. That's when everyone in America was obsessed with easy money. Smart kids were heading off to Wall Street, law school, whatever. Even smarter kids thought they could make more in Vegas. This was the crux of Kevin Lewis's story. By the early 90s, greed had reached new heights, and smart kids, math majors, engineers, the Wall Street bound, wanted a piece of the great American pie. Some of them came to Vegas. And it drove Vegas crazy, I finished for Damon. He shook his head. It's not as cut and dried as that. Card counters can be good for business, too. They make the civilians think the game is beatable. Some fucker writes a book about a bunch of kids who beat Vegas, and they think they can do it, too. My face reddened. Damon wasn't working for the casinos anymore, but his comment hit pretty close to home. I wondered if it was just luck, or if somehow my mission had been compromised. I decided it was time to press the topic. So in their heyday, how much do you think the card counters cost the casinos every year? How much can they really win? The kid in the overalls was on his way over. The writer in me imagined he still had the 357, but I knew I was just being dramatic. It's not what they win that makes casinos nervous, Damon said. It's the fact that they can win. Over time, nobody beats the house. That's the cardinal rule of Vegas. You fuck with the cardinal rule, you fuck with Vegas. He winked at the kid in the overalls. And sooner or later, Vegas finds a way to fuck you back.